We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Firestorm was set off yesterday on social media. Wow. Josina Anderson of ESPN kind of got it going. I'm told Giants safety Landon Collins cleaned out his locker today at the team facility and said his goodbyes to teammates, coaches, and trainers. Doesn't seem like Collins expects to be a Giant for much longer, per sources.
Mm-hmm.
Then the battle was on. Paul Schwartz of the New York Post. Attention those who care about the New York Giants. Landon Collins, capital letters, has not cleaned out his locker at the team facility. Repeat, Landon Collins has not cleaned out his locker at the team facility. Go about your business and have a nice day.
Mm-hmm.
Landon Collins then tweets, the stuff in that locker that I have left, I do not need, with a 100 emoji.
Mm-hmm.
Cleaning out your locker on February the 20th, causing such a stir.
Well, some of that Josina Anderson report is stuff I'm not buying.
It's the off season. You're lucky the guy was even in the building.
Yeah, like there's no players there.
Here, I'm going to grab some things because I'm not going to be here for a while.
Right.
Could be anything.
Right.
Could absolutely be anything. The surprise is when he's there in the first place.
Right. Exactly. There's nobody at facilities right now walking around saying goodbye to teammates because I don't know if you know this or not. This is the dead period of the NFL. Guys are on vacation.
What? Was this in the news?
It was. Yeah. I mean, Sean McVay last week was taking pictures with his beautiful girlfriend on a beach somewhere. This is vacation time in the NFL.
Steve Spagnuolo, the new Chiefs defensive coordinator, was asked if he's, you know, talked to all the players. Like, well, I've reached out to some and I've seen some others in the building, but it's like random.
Right.
It's like totally random.
Yeah, so it's not like you walked in on a Monday or a Wednesday in the NFL and packed up all your stuff and said your goodbyes and walked out the door. It just doesn't work that way at this time of the year. So did he clean out his locker yesterday? Apparently not, because he said there's still stuff in there that he doesn't need right now. So this report by Josina Anderson.
Stuff in that locker that I've left I do not need, which would imply he grabbed all the stuff he needed and got out.
Got out.
Which he very well could be the case.
Right.
You could also bring that stuff back.
Sure you can. Absolutely. But you don't have to sit there and say he talked to his teammates.
Here's the stuff I need.
Right.
I took all the stuff out of my locker that I need that is actually mine.
Mm-hmm.
Left a bunch of stuff that's like team stuff.
Right.
And I may or may not be back.
Right.
That's all you can read into it.
Sure.
Now, could he have been saying goodbyes? Quite possibly. He's like, hey, I'll see you later.
Right. Take care. Yeah. Don't you say goodbye when you leave for the day? You always
or,
do.
Hey, right,
I'll see you tomorrow.
They're not like they're signing yearbooks and stuff.
I'll see you when we're back
in the middle of March. Yeah.
We're this is our time.
Right.
We're out.
Gone. See ya.
So it's not to say that he doesn't believe he's going to be back, but I just find the whole story just funny because this was super analyzed and there were point counterpoint all over the place yesterday on social media, and every beat guy and beat reporter were all over this thing yesterday. What exactly does it mean for Landon Collins? It means it's the off season. You know what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And he's taking his stuff. You going to leave your stuff there for like 3 months?
No. Do you leave your stuff at work?
No.
No, you take it.
Take your stuff that you need to have with you.
Right.
That's what he did.
Yeah, it's not a big deal. But it is a big deal.
He might be out. Arrowhead Pride then posted a poll. Would you like to see the Chiefs sign safety Landon Collins? 92% yes.
Wow. I thought everybody loved Eric Berry, though.
Can you count on Eric Berry?
No, I can't count on Eric Berry.
Playmaking safety.
My child has a better chance of playing safety this year for the Chiefs than Eric Berry does.
Should the Chiefs go after Landon Collins? This was a guy you liked at the trade deadline.
Yeah, I've been on the Landon Collins bandwagon for a while. He was the one guy that, you know, when all the trade stuff was going down and everybody wanted the guy from Arizona that broke his leg, or that was Seattle, and then the guy from Arizona didn't want to come here. I was always on the Landon Collins bandwagon because I think he fits kind of the system that the Chiefs were playing at the time, and even more so now fits the system because of Steve Spagnuolo coming in here. And he was his defensive coordinator for a couple of years with the Giants. And Landon Collins, as I've said numerous times on this show, became an all-pro under Steve Spagnuolo at the safety position. He was captain of the Giants. I mean, this is a player that you want right now in Kansas City. And I think
that could be a free agent. They could, right. They could franchise tag him. But yesterday, yeah, why wouldn't you clean out your locker? You don't know.
Right, you don't know if you're going to be back. And even if they do franchise him and you are back, he's already talking about potentially sitting out those spring workouts and not getting back. So you're going to leave all your stuff there for 6 months?
No.
I'm not.
Because I'm not going to come back and get it if I'm not here.
Right,
too.
Exactly.
Same thing goes for that regard.
Sure.
Too. So would I like to see the Chiefs go after Landon Collins? Yeah. Would that be another sign that – that maybe there where everybody else is at with Eric Berry, which is, I don't believe he's going to play.
And even if he is going to play, I still think you have to. I mean, he hasn't played in 2 years.
Yeah.
And he didn't look good when he did play. I mean, Gronk, of all people, who is talking about retirement now and didn't play well all season, ate Eric Berry's lunch in that playoff game. So, to me...
And even if they franchise tag him, you can still go after somebody.
You can
still
go after him.
So it's costly, but...
It's not, though.
It's believed to be costly in football terms, but I'm with you. It's not. What would happen if they franchise tagged him and the Chiefs were deciding they were still going to sign him?
The Chiefs would have to give up 2 first round draft picks, and I would do that in a heartbeat because I think Landon Collins gives you a better opportunity to win a Super Bowl than whoever you're going to draft at 29 this year, mm-hmm. and then in the 30s probably again next year.
Or late 20s.
Early 30s. I mean,
you expect
obviously,
to be drafting in the late 20s foreseeable future.
Yeah, as long as Andy Reid, your coach, you expect probably 25
you're
down,
hoping
right?
It's
in the mid-20s to the 30s, drafting every single year because he's got you in that position to make the playoffs and win a couple of playoff games and maybe sneak into a Super Bowl here or there, win a Super Bowl. You hope to be drafting very, very late. So on the surface, you may think, I'm not giving up 2 first-round draft picks, but ask yourself the question, what gives you a better opportunity right now with this team to win a Super Bowl? Landon Collins, a guy who is an all-pro, a guy who's played in Spags' defense before and knows the system, a guy that can be that safety that we've been looking for the last 2 years, and also be the leader out there on the field. He could be a direct extension of Steve Spagnuolo out on the field and be a coach out on the field and line everybody up. We saw Eric Berry allegedly lining people up in that first half of the Chargers game, and we were all impressed. Ooh, look at Eric Berry lining guys up. He knows the defense. Well, wouldn't you like Landon Collins to come with Steve Spagnuolo as a guy who knows the defense from a player's perspective that can be a coach on the field? So, in my opinion, there are just too many factors out there that say Landon Collins is a better fit for the Kansas City Chiefs than anybody they're going to draft at 29 this year and hopefully in the 30s again next year. The best chance for you to get to a Super Bowl right now is to go out, and even if the Giants franchise him, trade for Landon Collins or sign Landon Collins and be willing to give up your first-round pick this year and next year, because I don't think those picks are going to help the Kansas City Chiefs right now immediately. And this is a Super Bowl-ready team. You just need a couple of tweaks, and one of the biggest tweaks you need is a safety and somebody who can play and a guy who knows the system at a position of need. To me, that's worth 2 late first-round picks anyway every single day of the week. I think we overvalue draft picks. We've been conditioned to overvalue draft picks, especially here in Kansas City. The hell with those draft picks. Who the hell did the Chiefs draft last year, that you wouldn't have traded right now for Landon Collins? Whoever they drafted in the first round. Breland Speaks. Was that their first pick last year and their first pick the year before, whoever that was? Would you trade Tano Passanio or any of these guys that the Chiefs have right now?
Oh, second rounder, but yeah.
But you know what I'm saying. Yeah. I'm looking at it. I'm trying to figure out guys that they've drafted.
But the Chiefs need to be thinking dollars, right?
Sure.
And your best way to maximize your dollars in the NFL is cheap young players.
Absolutely.
That you get the draft.
But also the best way to maximize your dollars in the NFL is go win a damn Super Bowl. And that's ultimately the goal. And I think while you are right, you have to think about the dollar side of things. We heard from Clark Hunt, 2 years ago, the cap's a myth. We know the cap is a myth and you can get around those type of things. Your goal right now needs to be don't screw this thing up. You've got a Super Bowl ready offense, right? You've got a Super Bowl ready type of head coach. You've got a defensive coordinator that has won a couple of Super Bowls. You've got a defensive coordinator that is ready to rock and roll and make this defense better. Let's give this defensive coordinator what he needs. And I think Steve Spagnuolo needs Landon Collins, and the Chiefs need Landon Collins more than they need two first-round draft picks over the next 2 years that are going to be in the late 20s or early 30s. So I would go out and do that.
Since 2010, in the first round, they drafted Eric Berry, John Baldwin, Dontari Poe, Eric Fisher, D. Ford, Marcus Peters, didn't have a pick in 2016, and then took Pat Mahomes in 2017. No pick last year. So,
second-round pick last year. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so I don't necessarily think we overvalue the draft selection, especially a first-round draft pick. But I understand what you're saying. Like, do you want to win in the immediate, or do you want to have stock for the future? Now, when you look at guys like Eric Berry, Dontari Poe, Eric Fisher, D. Ford, Marcus Peters, Pat Mahomes, those are huge names for you, Bob. So, like, for you to say that, you know, we overvalue it, I don't think you overvalue it.
Well, Eric Fisher was the number one Eric Fisher was the number one overall pick. I still would have traded that pick that year if you could have, but you couldn't because there was nobody worth the number one overall pick that year. Right.
I mean, it was him or Jokel.
Right. Who else was drafted after that?
In 2013?
Yeah, no, you meant
D. Ford, who was, you know, he didn't really come on until his third year. Marcus Peters, who, right. I mean.
You traded him anyway.
Still had great production for you for a year and a half.
But don't you think Landon Collins can bring you great production as well?
Oh, I do. I'm just saying that, like.
You have to look at Landon Collins as your first round
I don't think we overvalue the draft equity, though, Bob. Like, I think it's aptly valued, especially a first round pick.
No, I think we covet these picks so much. And we can't. I mean, we hear it all the time.
But I think we're going to have to covet picks now.
I mean, what it comes down to,
we're
going
to have to covet picks now because you're going to pay your quarterback $30 million.
Correct.
But that's right. But you still got 2 years where you don't have to.
You're going to have to do that. And Landon Collins, I do worry about the long-term dollars that you're going to commit to him. Now, you could get him in free agency as well. They could opt to not franchise tag him, let him walk, and you're still going to pay him. But there's a possibility you have to pay him and give up picks.
Sure.
That seems like a lot.
But to me, in my opinion, is you have a better chance to win a Super Bowl if you do that than rely on guys that you're drafting at the end of the first round every year. And so that's what I would do. My goal is to win a Super Bowl. Do you think this team is a Super Bowl contender with Landon Collins or a random guy that you get without making many wholesale changes on your defense? And if Spags wasn't here, I wouldn't be so high on this right now.
But what are we talking about? Are we talking about next year, or are we talking about for the foreseeable future? Because when we talked about Patrick Mahomes all season long, everyone wants to turn their eyes towards a dynasty. Well, if that's what you're going to do, if you think that you have a $200 million guy in Patrick Mahomes, you're going to have to build some draft equity around this guy.
I understand.
And that comes with and now that you have the rookie pay scale slotted in there, like, it makes it incredibly easy for you to manage your salary using the draft.
Sure.
You've got a guy like Brett Veach, who we all tout his or at least that's the story on him, is that he's a great scouter, and he goes out and he does the work and he puts in all the effort and watches all
this
tape.
First draft, you got to look at and kind of go, eh.
I mean, the guy's aggressive and he goes after what he wants.
Right.
The one thing that I said to you yesterday was, like, if you think that's something that Veach would do, like, if he wants Landon Collins, yeah, he'll be aggressive to go after him. But I cannot, for the life of me, understand, you know, mortgaging 2 years of first round equity to try to get a guy for one season, when if you think Pat Mahomes is that guy, you want to start looking at, let's make this work for the next 5 to 10.
You did the same thing with Pat Mahomes, and he was an unknown kid coming out of Texas Tech that a lot of people looked at and went, ooh, I don't know if he's going to succeed in the NFL. You basically mortgaged two first round picks
ultimately,
for him.
But that's ultimately what you're talking about, is do you want an unknown, or do you want something that you have a pretty good idea of what you're getting?
I want something of a pretty good of what I'm getting. I personally, that's the way I would operate. And I think when I look at this team right now, you mentioned dynasty. You can't be a dynasty until you get that first. And does Landon Collins put you in a better position to get that first than some guy you may draft from Duke? Yeah, probably does.
And I do like the fact that he's 25. That's big to me.
This isn't a
30-year-old.
Right.
You do have some time with it. So, I mean, I think you make a very valid case. Is he going to give you more production at the age of, 26 or whatever he's going to be next season than waiting on this year's first round pick and next year's first round pick? Quite possibly.
Mm-hmm.
Quite possibly. And if you're in win now mode, which you should be,
You
should be anyway, but they clearly are. I can't say I would disagree with making that move.
I'm not willing to give up what you gave up for Patrick Mahomes to get Landon Collins.
But again, Landon Collins is an all pro. Patrick Mahomes was an unknown that people had reservations about.
He's a quarterback.
Doesn't matter, though.
I think
He was still an unknown. How many quarterbacks get drafted in the first round that turn out to be total busts?
Good. We had this conversation. We're a quarterback away from winning it. We've heard that before. I've never heard we're a safety away from winning it.
What held the Chiefs back this year?
Bob
would
Sutton.
Would you say they might be a defensive playmaker away from winning it?
Yeah.
Sure, I guess I'll acknowledge that.
Yeah.
Landon but then again, you've got a guy like Armani Watts who you don't know what you've got there because of injury.
I don't care. I don't care about guys that I may have to think about. I don't have time to think anymore. I'm getting older. Andy's getting older. Everybody's getting older. It's time to go out there and maximize and
the world
and win.
Is spinning, right?
It is. No, it's moving forward every day. I'm tired of sitting around here talking about, well, we may have something in Armani Watts, and maybe Eric Berry's going to come back. I'm tired of those things. I'm so exhausted by the Eric Berry stuff.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.